Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The left fielder, Ron Woods. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton who is chasing the ball. Woods reaches third base with a triple. Hunt goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woods tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Gentry now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stoneman moves to second. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayshore takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stoneman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Stoneman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Expos. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub is walked intentionally. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to third. Staub moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoneman covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martinez moves to second. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayshore hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 3-1, Expos. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stoneman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Stoneman moves to second. 1 out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell misplays the ball. That's an error on Boswell. Stoneman moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boswell. Stoneman scores. Woods moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woods scores. Staub moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Expos. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayshore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-3 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Agee strikes out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGraw. Bailey moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. 1 out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mayshore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-4 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-4 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donhan pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Donhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Han is called out on strikes. two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.